This is TechCrunch.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Verve Motion raises $20 million to grow its exosuit business, by Kyle Wiggers. Verve Motion, a startup building a robotic exosuit designed to help workers complete physically demanding tasks in factories and other like environments, today announced that it raised $20 million in a Series B round led by Safar Partners with participation from Cybernetics Ventures, Construct Capital, Pillar VC, OUP, and angel investors including Okta co-founder Frederick Karest. The new cash, which brings Verve's total raise to $40 million, will be put toward expanding Verve's market share and manufacturing efforts, Verve co-founder and CEO Ignacio Galeana told TechCrunch in an email interview. Verve is pioneering a new class of connected wearable technology for the industrial sector by integrating robotics into functional apparel, Galeana said. The wearable robotics category is a relatively new industry and, as any burgeoning category, it faces the task of awareness and building the compelling case for need in the workplace. Verve's origins lie in the Harvard-run biodesign lab at the Weiss Institute and School of Engineering and Applied Sciences. There, as part of a DARPA-funded initiative with support from the National Science Foundation and the National Institutes of Health, Verve's co-founders, Galeana, Connor Walsh, Mike Rouleau, Natalie Degenhardt, and Nicholas Menard, developed tech to mitigate fatigue and injury risks for military personnel. The DARPA program, Web Warrior, focused on technologies that could help soldiers lift 100 or so pound loads. But Galeana perceived applications well beyond combat. Galeana launched Verve in 2020 to commercialize his and his team's tech for industrial as well as retail and manufacturing settings. At many warehouses and fulfillment centers, the average worker often lifts up to 50,000 pounds a day over the course of hundreds of tasks and movements, Galeana said. These repetitive, labor-intensive operations can result in overexertion, injuries, fatigue, lost productivity, and high employee turnover. Verve's mission is to power the human workplace through people-centric robotics. Verve's powered exosuit is customizable to workers and tasks, intended to be worn like a regular backpack. It's equipped with sensors that automatically capture risky movements, such as excessive bending and twisting, in addition to productivity metrics like the number of lifts, hours in use, and weight offloaded. The way Galeana pitches it, the exosuit's selling point is threefold. It mitigates risk of injury, it boosts productivity, and it's more practical than passive, non-powered alternatives or bulkier, rigid exoskeleton designs. For the C-suite level manager, reducing injuries and fatigue not only leads to a happier and healthier workforce, it also decreases workmen's compensation and injury payouts while helping retain talent, Galeana said. Because users are less fatigued, overall productivity goes up. Me? I'm not so sure the average warehouse or warehouse operator will happily shell out thousands to tens of thousands or even hundreds of thousands of dollars to equip their entire workforce with exosuits. There's the privacy concern from the worker perspective as well. Sensors that track your every movement sound like a recipe for mission creep. Add to that the fact that the exosuits, like Verve's, haven't been studied for long-term, 10-plus-year, impacts on workers, and the fact that Verve has stiff competition in its category from German Bionic, Autobox, Suit X, and ReWalk. But, to Verve's credit, the Cambridge-based company, which has 40 employees, has managed to sell around 1,000 exosuits so far and has pilot programs with chains including Albertsons and Wegmans. The challenge we face is to convey that the goal is to create a safer and more efficient future for industrial workers, Galeana said. As we heighten awareness regarding the advantages of soft exosuit, we anticipate a rapid transition towards a future where wearable robotic technology seamlessly merges with our everyday work attire. Aspirational? Perhaps. Time will tell.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.